It is that time to talk about what's hot and happening in the community. And one thing that has been hot, the FDA authorizing Moderna as well as Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine boosters. Now, on the line, we have Nurse Maggie Thompson, an original member. She's an OG of the Wichita Black Nurses Association, has been working the front lines to address the racial disparities around COVID and make sure people get vaccinated. How are you doing today, Miss Maggie?
I am doing excellent. I cannot complain. I made my yesterday jealous because
okay.
I'm starting a new day.
Oh, come on, what are you doing? Let me take some of that from you, Nurse Maggie. You know, I'm so glad that the Kansas Governor's Office had connected us to address these racial disparities, because there's questions, of course, around the booster shots, the vaccine itself. What do you have to say? Because you've worked so hard bringing mobile vaccination clinics to churches and Black neighborhoods across Wichita. Your story recently ran as an op-ed in the Wichita Eagle. What do you want to say to people who are hesitant, not just about vaccines, but have a lot of questions about the boosters?
Well, what I say to them, number one, you got your first step of protection.
Mm-hmm.
Number one step, first shot. Number two step, second shot.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists, we're all learning. Scientists, doctors, epidemiologists, all those people, this is what they do. They have realized that these first and second shots, even though they're great for protection,
mm-hmm.
and they're safe, that it may need to be a booster.
Yeah.
And with all the studies that they've done, they decided, yes, it does. They already have talked about on each one of those vaccines the efficacy of the lowness at so many months out.
Mm-hmm.
So here, 6 months after your Pfizer shot, let's go with that one. 6 months after your Moderna, 2 months after your J&J, you need a backup. And I just said, we have sister number one.
Mm-hmm.
We have sister number two. Sister
right.
number three, we got to get her in us too. Mm. And she's called Miss Booster. Let's get that booster shot. And yes, the percentages for Black and brown mm-hmm. is still very
yeah.
low. It just is. We're the lowest in getting the shot, and we are the highest in not being vaccinated. And that's scary to me. They gave
yeah.
a percentage. And the comparison to the Black and brown at 33% and to the Hispanic Latino 43%, they got us by 10% Black. And even though Black and brown mm-hmm. get the sickest
yes.
on this COVID, and now we got three times more powerful Delta,
mm-hmm.
and we die the quickest. I have lost four people that, and they're not my age. They were people that I know of their children, 55, 54, 61, and they wasn't vaccinated. They end up getting the virus from somebody else
right.
that's not vaccinated in the hospital. And you know the rest of the story.
Yeah.
Intensive care, can't breathe, ventilator, then you're calling family. Here's a iPad for you to see your mm-hmm. family and say goodbye, because number one, they're out of it. They got a tube down their throat and they've been sedated, but they will not make it.
Mm.
And then the next thing is, who's going to pick up the body? That's sad to me.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
To me.
Yes.
But yes, the boosters, we need to keep this rallying on. I am a believer in it. I say people talk about God and they don't, and I'm waiting on, and I trust he's going to take care of me. Well, this mm-hmm. is the thing about God. That's all I know since I've been a little girl. This is a miracle in a such way. We got scientists, doctors, they have created a miracle for a vaccine. The help and the percentages and the statistics is letting us know that it has helped us. And now we have a booster. I say you have to trust God in the fact mm-hmm. that he made the people who
yeah.
made the virus. If you believe in anything about some religion, don't be that man on the roof calling for God to help, and he sends so much help, and the man turns it down, he drowned and died.
Yeah, the boat.
And then get to
yes,
heaven.
Yes.
And say, I called you, God, and he said, and I sent you
boats. I sent you rafts.
I did all of that for you.
Yeah.
And so my thing is, you know, you have the people that are really serious about, they want it, but they're scared. So those are the easy people for black nurses or myself, where I've written up some papers with information coming from doctors and scientists and that kind of thing on COVID and this and that and how important it is. And those are the ones that you can reach because they're straddling the fence. The ones that is hard to reach, and I really feel like I probably have not reached them, is the ones who are standing flat-footed saying, I am not taking this shot, and give you the reasons, which you show them why that's not true. And then you get the ones who are totally stuck on stupid. And I mean it. They just are going. They're looking at Dr. Facebook, Dr. Twitter, and this is what they said, and this and that. But what is your body going to say when you get this COVID? Are you going to call them and say, now what?
Well, Nurse Maggie Thompson, we appreciate what you are doing as an original member of the Wichita Black Nurses Association, what you're doing in Kansas, and even sharing the information with us in Missouri, because it goes beyond socioeconomic status. It goes beyond state lines.
Yes.
This is about humanity and protecting lives. How can people catch up with the work that you're doing, Ms. Maggie?
They can go on Wichita Black Nurses Association.org. O-R-G.
Thank you, Nurse Maggie Thompson, original member of the Wichita Black Nurses Association. Before we let you go, I want to make sure you give your email address, because I know you answer questions through email as well.
It's Matt, M-A-T as in Tom, Mag, M-A-G as in George, shop, like going on a shopping trip, S-H-O-P as in Paul, at cop.net.